Hey guys, and welcome to VS Sports. I'm your host, Bass.
I'm your other host, Sam, and today we're joined by Brianne to talk about ice hockey.
Hi guys.
Yay. Hey Brianne, how you doing?
I'm doing alright. How are you doing, Bass?
Yeah, pretty good. Where are you joining us from today?
Throw a dart at a map, and we'll pretend it's there.
Okay, cool. That's it.
All right.
North Korea it is. Today we're going to be talking about ice hockey. Obviously, I know so much about the subject.
As Australians, we regularly play ice hockey.
Do we have ice?
Currently, it's 32 degrees outside. We've had to turn off all cooling utensils in this room for maximum audio quality.
Cooling utensils?
Utensils.
What? You say that like your forks devices. Cool you off.
What?
You say yeah, utensils exactly. Like your forks cool you off. Also, yeah, it's yeah, been yeah. a while since I've been there, so you saying it's 32, I was like, oh, it's freezing. And no.
What is that in Fahrenheit?
32.
About 90.
Yeah, 90. 40 is 100.
Okay.
But 30,
the point is Fahrenheit's dumb.
32 Fahrenheit is 0 Celsius. So when you said 32, I was like, oh, there could be snow if it rained.
No, it's 32 degrees Celsius, so it's real hot. When I think hockey, like, I don't think ice hockey, I think field hockey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always think ice hockey, because that's, yeah, I don't know, Mighty Ducks.
Yay! Bass gets a gold star for naming the right team first.
Hey, there you go.
We'll get around to all that. So, Brianne, do you want to tell us how the rules of ice hockey work?
Yeah, sure.
As our resident ice hockey expert...
Oh boy, is that why I'm on this podcast? You're sadly mistaken. Yes. Basically, the rules are very similar to pretty much any field sport. There are goals. The point is to put the object in the goal. In this case, it's a puck. It's not round. Well, it's sort of round, but not in the conventional sports ball way.
It's not spherical.
No. It's cylindrical? Is that how you'd say that? It's a cylinder.
I'd say it's a hockey puck.
It's a flat ball.
It's a flat ball.
It's just a disc.
It's a disc.
Kind of, yeah. Anyway, so it's kind of played like most field sports. Rules are very similar to field hockey, lacrosse, soccer. What makes ice hockey different is, one, it's on ice and people are on ice skates and woo, that's fun. And two, instead of being in halves, it's in thirds. So the ice is divided into thirds. There's a third with each, or two thirds, on one on each end that has a goal in it, and then there's kind of a middle area, I guess.
You can go behind the goal in hockey. I like that.
Yes, you can. Everything's kind of built around circles, so whereas like in soccer you have more boxy kind of field markings, hockey has little red dots across the ice as well as a couple of circles. It's not played in halves. It's played in three periods.
Which has always bothered me.
Does it really? Why?
It's just such a gross... Everything else uses halves or quarters.
Baseball.
So you don't like things that are different?
Baseball uses innings.
Yeah, that's like nine.
Are there nine innings in baseball? Yeah, true. But also, I've expressed on this podcast before how much I loathe baseball.
Cricket has no metric for time.
Yes, it does. It's called 5 days.
Yeah, because that's better than three periods.
It's universally known. Days, not the Fahrenheit.
But also, like 2020...
Yeah, 2020, which is coming up soon, fellas.
They're even...
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, go listen to the cricket episode of VS Sports.
Anyway, unlike other sports, when players get penalties, they end up in a little penalty box for either 2 or 5 minutes, potentially longer, depending on the penalty. What else can I tell you about hockey?
Oh, I know one. I know a little trivia, which isn't like super important, but in hockey, you can't pass it from one end to the other.
Yeah, it's like an offside rule.
But bass.
You have to pass it within like your third. Or like you can carry
there,
it.
There are five lines on the field. So there's one along each goal and there's one separating. And there's two separating the... also, there's four. Anyway, you can't travel across more than three of those lines in one motion without
being
touched.
Yes, but do you know what that's called, Bass?
It's called icing.
Yes, it is icing.
Yes. Yes, I played NHL on the PlayStation one time with my mate. It was great.
Yeah, you can't let it pass for over three lines at a time. You can't let it pass over two. Offsides works differently because it's in three thirds. If you are attacking, if the puck goes past one of the two middle lines, whichever one's closer to you on the defensive side of you, you have to all go back past that line before you can move forward again.
Yeah. It's like same a thing goes for the second game in a gymnasium.
Same thing goes for the second line.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There's lots of weird rules in ice hockey.
I like it, but can you score from, like, behind your goal? Would you be able to, like, if it was a massive, like, shot, you can shoot from anywhere?
It happens all the time. Well, okay. It doesn't happen typically
as
when there's
a
goalkeeper.
As long as it doesn't go over those ice.
But you'll see in important games when teams are tied or they're down the last 2 or 3 minutes, they'll pull the keeper and... You know, the second you get a puck, you just shoot it across the ice because there's no one down there to defend it. And it's not a field, so the friction's not very high. And it will go with very minimal effort.
Yeah,
and that's pretty cool, seeing a goal scored like that.
Did you get to see one, Sam?
Yes. We'll get to that later. Remind me to talk about that later. It's a real interesting sport. I know I said when I think hockey, I think field hockey, which I do, but I don't know how the rules differ or how they're similar in any way.
Oh, I can tell you.
Okay. Please do.
Field hockey is much closer to lacrosse than it is to ice hockey. Field hockey is played in halves. All their markings, I believe, are boxed markings. And their goals are massive.
Right. Yeah, so it's more like lacrosse mixed with...
It's like lacrosse on the ground.
Soccer. Right. Okay. I definitely know all the rules of lacrosse.
Should do a lacrosse episode and then get me back on.
We're not doing a lacrosse episode. Do we want to talk about news? Were we at news yet? Yeah, we can.
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about news. What's been happening?
What's happening in the what is there a season? Is there a games on?
Yeah.
What's happening in the
season started end of September. Preseason had started in August. So currently games are being played. NHL standings. It's more
happy friend Google.
I was far more prepared to talk about Stanley Cup winners than I was current things happening. So basically what happens is it gets split into conferences. So there's a Western Conference and an Eastern Conference, and then each of those like conferences is then split into smaller divisions. So there's the Atlantic Division, the Metropolitan Division, the Central Division, the Pacific Division. Right now, Tampa Bay Lightning is leading the... I lied. Tampa Bay Lightning is not leading. Why is that? Yeah, they are. Tampa Bay Lightning is leading the Atlantic Division with the Maple Leafs right behind them. In the Metropolitan Division, you have the Devils leading by a point over the Blue Jackets. In the Western Conference, in the Central Division, the Blues are leading over the Jets and the Predators, who are tied with also the Dallas Stars. Oh, the Blackhawks aren't doing that well at the moment. Although the Central Division's very close in points, with the exception of the Blues. And then the Pacific Division, the most important division, is unfortunate. Holy crap, how bad are the Ducks doing right now? The Kings are... Oh, we haven't played as many games. The Poor coyotes. The Kings...
I know what all these things mean.
Okay, I'm going to focus on the Pacific Division because that's my home division and I care far more about it than anyone else. So the Pacific Division is the Kings, the Golden Knights, which is a new team, the Sharks, the Flames, the Canucks, the Ducks, the Oilers, and the Coyotes. So right now, the Kings are leading with 11 points, with the Golden Knights, the Sharks, and the Flames all tied for second with 10 points. The Canucks behind them with 8, the Ducks with 7, Oilers with 6, and the Coyotes with 2. The Coyotes only have 2 points, and they've played 2 more games than any other team.
Oh, you don't like to see that.
Phoenix, that's bad. Phoenix has never been very good. Like, Phoenix is the game that you can get super cheap tickets to. The Kings,
isn't Phoenix a desert?
Yes, but so is California, and you have 3 hockey teams somehow in California.
Yeah, but California has the money to ship ice, I assume.
Yeah, we also, California, and maybe this is the wrong segment to talk about it in, but because the Ducks and the Kings are massive rivals because of how close they are, one of the things that they do every couple of years is they go to Angel Stadium, which is a baseball stadium. They will put an outdoor ice rink in the middle of the field, and they will hold an outdoor hockey game there.
Like an official match? Like,
yeah. Like, or it won't count for points. Wow. It will be like a... I think it's typically a fundraiser event or something. It's typically a fun event. It's not for points. Yeah. Or at least I don't think it is.
That's but still pretty poor.
It's a massive event.
Isn't California in like the middle of a drought?
They were until I think...
Isn't California on fire?
Well, yeah, I was going to say we were in a massive drought until about May, and we had just barely like breached the level where we weren't considered in a drought, and then the state caught on fire, and now it's kind of like, oh, well, there goes all that water we got back.
Damn. But at least you got some ice.
Yep, you know. Anyway, so other exciting things happening in the Pacific Division.
Can I also just quickly say, why would you ever call your team the Flames in an ice-based sport?
Because they melt the competition away.
Do you know?
Man, you can spin it.
Do you know where the Flames are
That's
from?
That's actually real good. I take my comment back.
What was that?
Where are the Flames from?
They're from Calgary, so they're a Canadian team. Other exciting things happening in the NHL at the moment is this year there's a new team, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, which are doing extremely well. They're in second place in their division, tied with the Sharks and the Flames. I'm pretty excited. I haven't been able to go to a game yet this season, and the first game I'm going to make it to is a Golden Knights game, so I'll get to see the new team in action.
Nice.
And watch them, what, flog your team from the sounds of it?
I think we played them recently. And I want to say we didn't do half bad. I'm pulling up this year's
Just
Ducks.
Just mostly bad.
I'm pulling up this year's... Nope, that's not what I wanted. I wanted the Ducks scores from this year.
Nice.
Who won last year? The Sharks won last year.
No, last year was the Penguins.
The Penguins.
The Sharks.
That's a sick name.
The Sharks have never won a cup. They have last year, or not last, yeah, last year, 2016, was the closest they've ever come to winning the cup. They made it to the finals and then lost in game 7 to the Penguins.
Hate to say it. What about the Minnesota Wild? How's my team going?
Oh, the Minnesota Wild. Where did my... Oh, there it is. Minnesota Wild. Are they in the Western? Yeah. Do you want to know, Bass?
Go on, hit me.
So they are in the Central Division, which includes the Blues, the Jets, the Predators, the Sharks, the Stars, the Blackhawks, the Avalanche, and the Wild. The Wild.
So pretty easy division then.
No, the Predators went to finals last year, and the Blackhawks are like the team that everyone loves to hate to love, because they're just kind of that team. Anyway, cool. Pulling up Ducks scores because the Ducks preseason went pretty well. They beat the Coyotes 6-4, the Sharks 3-0. They lost to the Kings. They beat the Coyotes They lost to the Flyers, lost to the Flames, lost to the... No, they beat the Islanders. The Islanders are a team to beat.
You can't see this, Brianne, but Bass just tried to look up the Ducks. So he typed into Google duck.
It's very hot, okay? It's very hot.
And of course, you just get a duck when you type duck into Google.
Okay, I wasn't focusing properly.
For the audience, it is very warm in here. We're talking about ice hockey, which is somehow making me warmer.
I'm trying to find how the Ducks fared against the Golden Knights the first time they played them. Oh, have they not played them yet? No, we had to have played them in preseason, surely. No, I don't think we've played the Golden Knights yet. Yeah, so that will be exciting.
When I'm there, are we going to get to go to a game?
I believe so.
Yeah, boy!
When do you get here again?
December 30th.
December 30th, I think there's a game like the day after you.
I got the results for the Knights versus Ducks.
Oh no! Yay! All right, go.
24th of September they played, so that would have been an exhibition match. That would have been preseason, yeah. Or no, that's the 24th of September.
Brianne.
Yes.
You're being talked to.
What about it? I didn't hear what he said.
So the Golden Knights beat the Anaheim Duck 4-2.
Oh, okay. Mine only goes back to the 25th for some reason, and then it won't let me see the schedule past Christmas. Anyway, but I pulled up a different schedule. Sam, while you were here, there is a game versus the Flames on... Wait, what day do you get in? The 30th? There's a game on the 31st, which the Ducks should win because we're playing the Coyotes. Oh, no way! Oh, no. Dang it. Never mind.
What?
I saw Ducks versus Canucks on my schedule, and I love seeing Vancouver play. It's one of my favorite things is Vancouver. And then I realized it was in Vancouver.
Nice.
And got sad. There are a couple of games.
There's actually games going on now.
Yeah.
Okay. One of us talk. You go.
Sorry, go ahead.
Did you say there are games on now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's games being played right now.
All right, what are we looking at? So the audience knows how far out of date this show is.
So, Penguins versus Sabres, and it was 4-3, then it just went to 2-3. I'm not sure. Google's going weird. You got the Wild beating the Flyers by 1 in the first. And this is a pretty low-scoring sport.
Ice hockey is low. Like I was surprised how low-scoring it is. Mm. It's not that much bigger than like soccer is.
There are way more games happening than you just mentioned.
Well, yeah. I was gonna go through them all, but you know,
okay.
Panthers versus Stars, Jets, Coyotes, Wild, Flyers, Predators versus Capitals, Canadians. Is that Canadians?
Yeah.
Is the team called the Canadians?
Yeah, Canadians. If you talk to...
It's not spelled Canadians, right?
Yeah, it's spelled the same
Canadians.
Way. I had a conversation with a fan who's a friend up here, and they... What did they say? They were like, we hate it when people call them the Canadians, or the Canadians or something, and I was like... And I tried to say it back to her, and I couldn't say it right, the way she was enunciating it. I was like, you know what? Yep, that's your team. Cool. Ducks will still win.
Where are they from?
Are they from Canada?
I want to say they're Montreal.
Well, they're losing to the Blue Jackets, so who cares about them?
Yeah, get stuffed, Canada.
Yeah, it's Montreal.
Except Canada invade America. Just saying.
So, kind of interesting stats of what's happening in games that happened today. It's kind of interesting that the Buffaloes beat the Penguins. Montreal losing to the Stars. No, to the Blues. I can't tell who that is.
Who's like the best? Is there a lot of rollover in leagues, like in premierships?
What do you mean? Oh, like who moves teams or?
Like who wins? Or is it kind of there always like the usual suspects?
I mean, playoffs are typically the usual suspects, but there's always a little bit of change. So there's typically at least one California team, if not all three, typically go into playoffs. Playoffs start with 16 teams, and then it's a bracketing system. down to the top two.
There's a lot of teams.
Yeah, there's not...
Well, it's exactly like the NBA as well.
Pretty much.
There's the same number of games, so it's like 82 a season, isn't it? 81?
Sure. I don't know.
okay.
Looking
Brianne
at
does not
past...
care about basketball.
I was talking about ice hockey. There's 82 games in...
Oh, I have
what
no
did
clue.
You say?
Yeah.
You said the NBA, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but they like mirror each other.
Oh,
is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Looking at kind of rollover of who wins every year, I mean, the Penguins just won 2 back-to-back titles.
Go the Penguins.
You know,
is that your team now?
No.
What's your team, Sam?
Are we going... Well, are we going to go on to our experience?
Oh, you didn't want to talk about Stanley Cup winners? That's fine.
All right, let's talk about Stanley Cup winners.
Okay, so the Penguins won the last 2 years. Before them, in 2015, was the Blackhawks. Then it was the Kings, the Blackhawks, the Kings, the Bruins, the Blackhawks, the Penguins, the Red Wings, the Ducks, back to 2007. The last 10 wins.
So it's been 10 years since a Duck victory.
That was the first time a California team had ever won the Cup, was in 2007, and the Ducks were the first California team to win it.
Nice. I still think the Ducks should chant quack quack, though.
They should.
Like, it is a missed opportunity. How antagonizing for the other team to just hear quack, 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 quack.
So there
quack,
was actually
quack,
a
quack.
Huge scandal with not scandal,
oh, yeah.
but there was
Ooh,
a huge
like a
problem
scandal.
At during playoffs this past year. Everyone hated Nashville fans because Nashville fans were actually the worst. Everyone they played. We happened to lose to Nashville, so I have an extra special hatred for them. But what they do is they'd find something that had to do with the team that they were playing, say the Ducks. Ducks were a unique one in that they had a very easy access to killing an actual duck to throw it on the ice.
Wait, they killed the duck and threw it on the ice.
Yeah. And
Jesus fuck.
Someone
calm
would,
the fuck down.
So they do it at every like Ducks home game. And then as they went through each other team that they played later rounds of the playoffs, they apparently just the fans were more and more aggressive and people really were hating on them. And then when they played the Penguins, obviously they couldn't get a penguin to go kill, so they like,
did they like kill a shark or
did they kill a jet?
Well, they didn't,
a blue jacket.
I'm just
a
talking
Canadian.
About playoffs, so it's who they played in playoffs.
Right, okay.
So Penguins, I think they got like a stuffed penguin or something and like dipped it in red paint or something and threw it on the ice.
And threw it on the ice. Surely, alright.
And these are fans, these aren't players, these are fans. And what's crazy is every single time whoever's done it has gotten thrown out of the game and there's always a fan at the next game who does it still.
Right. Is the club fined for that?
It's not a club.
Was it you I was talking to about that?
Yeah, maybe with football.
Yeah.
A lot of the times when fans do something stupid, the club actually gets fined.
So they discourage that kind of behaviour heavily.
Yeah, which should happen in that case, especially if it's like reoccurring. The club should get fined heaps.
So what, they threw like a penguin, they threw a duck,
well,
throwing
a stuffed,
shit on the ice.
Penguin.
Yeah.
Still. Weak effort to not get a real penguin, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
But
just go to the Southern Hemisphere to get a penguin, just to kill it, to throw on the ice. Easy. You know.
Well, I mean, Amazon do, like, prime shipping, don't they? You can get anything on that website.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. I was at one of the games where they threw a duck on the ice, but I was sitting on the wrong side of the stadium when it happened, so I didn't know what it was. Everyone was freaking out, and I'm like, what did they throw? Because people throw stuff on the ice all the time. Typically, like, if someone gets a hat trick, scores 3 goals, everyone throws their hat down there. So stuff gets thrown on the ice pretty frequently. So I was kind of like, oh, did someone throw a shirt, or did someone throw a hat? What was thrown? And then...
Was it during play?
No, it's before the game starts. It's like when the teams are going to, like, line up for the national anthem and stuff. See, if there's anything the Ducks needed to do, it's when they come out for the national anthem, they come out in the flying V.
That's sick.
That would be wonderful.
That's awesome.
Oh,
wait, they don't do that?
No, they don't do that. The Ducks, like, the movie came before the team.
Yeah.
And Disney owned the team for a while, but they didn't really do anything, like, super heavily cross-promotional between the two.
Well, Disney just decided at some point they wanted a hockey team for some reason.
Well, the movie did really well, and they're like, why don't we have a hockey team? The King, like, there's another California team, let's be the next Cal... Or, I guess the league was looking for another team at the time anyway, and, like, Disney was just the ones like, we'll do it. I don't know. I don't actually know the history of how it came about. I just know Disney owned it. It came after the movie. The movie made it happen.
And they were called the Mighty Ducks for a while.
And when
Disney
helped build the stadium, and when Disney owned the stadium, it was called the Pond, and it was the cutest thing ever because the Ducks played at the Pond. But then Disney decided to sell them because they weren't winning. I think they sold them in 2005 or 2006 to Honda, so now it's the Honda Center. In 2007, the Ducks won their first. I know, I still call it the Pond. And then in 2007, the Ducks won their first title. Their first Stanley Cup, I should say.
I hate the brand naming of stuff. Like, the Pond is a cool name. Like, and it's happening here, too. Like, what was that stadium?
A stadium in Geelong called, like, Cadinia Park or something like that.
Yeah.
And now they just named it something random. It's like a whole bunch of numbers or letters or something.
That's weird. Like, you got the MCG. The MCG is a name. You got Etihad. Etihad's not a...
Etihad would be... Etihad's a company. So it wouldn't actually be called Etihad Stadium. It's kind of like Amy Park is called Melbourne Rectangular Stadium. When it's not... when it's used for different sports.
Right, okay, yeah.
But yeah... So because it used to be called, like, Simon Stadium, Shell Stadium, Cadinia Park.
Yeah, fair enough.
But,
well, yeah, did we... Yeah. I can't believe that. No, that's poor fans. The club, as far as I'm concerned, the club should be fined for that. Because I'm guessing they didn't discourage it.
Oh, they want it to be called the GMHBA Stadium.
Dumb.
The Goomba. I don't know, so...
Really dumb. But fine. What was that team? What was the really bad team, Brianne?
Nashville. The Coyotes. There's a couple of them.
No. The one that threw shit on the ice.
I want to say it was the fans, Nashville Predators.
The National Predators. Nashville Predators.
Yeah.
Where's Nashville?
Texas.
Of course it is.
No, it's Tennessee. Yeah,
isn't Tennessee not in Texas?
No, Tennessee's a different state.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, let's talk about our personal experiences.
Sam and Bass talk about themselves.
Bass, let's talk about your personal experiences with hockey. I know you have a lot of them.
Yeah. I used to play not street hockey, but we used to have some pavement in our front yard or whatever. We had a few hockey sticks and rollerblades. And then we used to just play the concrete hockey as a kid.
Did you ever play in school? You had the little orange hockey puck.
Yeah, but you had to run around.
Wait, you had pucks when you played it in school?
Yeah, because we played in a gymnasium with a basketball court.
We played it outside on basketball courts that weren't smooth basketball courts. So we played with what they called carrots and peas. Yeah, on uneven concrete. So we played with what they called carrots and peas, which were either if you needed a very easy version of it. You had this massive orange ball that was those little kid dodgeballs that you can grab really easily and are this big and very multiple colored, bright things.
Yeah.
So we had one of those, you either had a big orange one or you had a tiny green one, so carrots and peas.
Our one at school had the concrete had divots in it, how you get squares of concrete. Mm-hmm. So the puck, because we played with pucks, it always gets stuck in the little grooves.
That's why we had balls.
Yes, that's smart. We're catching up.
I was going to say, we played in a gymnasium. I loved it, actually.
We didn't play that often, though.
No, I only played it a few times.
But one place where I did play hockey for, I think it was only once or twice, and I was a little tyke back then, but we had a roller rink in my hometown for a while.
Right.
But it wasn't ice, it was just a skate place. And they used to have a little hockey game and then a limbo thing. And that was fun. I only remember going there once.
But I can't ice skate. I'm very bad.
We'll change that when you're here.
Okay, no. What you'll just see how bad
ice skating or motorcycle. Choose one.
Ice skating.
Okay.
But ice skating, you can like cut your fingers if you fall over, someone slides right over them.
No, motorbiking, you can crash and die, Sebastian.
You can crash and die on ice skates too.
Yeah. I'm far less likely to crash and die on your the local ice rink.
Have you not seen that Bradley Cooper movie, Limitless? How he like she's running with the guy and then she gets a kid and like swings him around and like cuts the guy's throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ice skates, man.
Did hey, Babs, did you watch the Limitless show? Sam, tell us about your experience with ice hockey.
Well, I first saw a game with you in Melbourne at the Rod Laver Arena, the US versus Canada.
Oh, I wanted to go to one of those once, but they were expensive. But anyway.
Yeah, Brian paid for the tickets, I think.
I think I got him for our anniversary or something.
Maybe.
Lame.
And that's where I saw them, because the US pulled out their goalie and put in their and put in an extra player, and Canada just shot and scored again. It was an absolute flogging. Yeah. It was like 7-1 or something.
It was actually supposed to be to be a really exciting game, because it was the US and Canadian national team, so like the Olympic teams. And I know both of their, like, starting lineups, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a great game. Like, Canadians were just going to, like, smash our goal. But we are going to have our goalkeeper is known as the best goalkeeper, the U.S. goalkeeper, not the Ducks, but the U.S. goalkeeper, Jonathan Quick, is one of the best goalkeepers in the world. So it was going to be
His name's Quick.
Yeah. So it was going to be a really exciting game, but then it was both of their B teams. So like none of the players.
The Canadian B team is much better than the US B team, apparently.
The Canadian team's a much better offensive team. What keeps the US afloat is Jonathan Quick in goal.
Right.
What about Wayne Gretzky? How's he going?
Wayne Gretzky is hockey is like the source of the number one used sports quote of all time. If you don't know what it is, I'm sad. You don't know what Wayne Gretzky said?
You miss 100% of chances you don't take.
Shots, but yeah.
Is that Kobe Bryant? Yes, yeah, that's it.
I mean, look, mathematically wrong.
What?
Are you going to pull out Siri and have her talk about 0% of cookies is zero and doesn't make any sense? And now Samuel's sad because no cookies?
Correct. You can't miss something if you never had it in the first place.
Yes, you can.
No, you don't miss anything if you don't take a shot. If you don't take a shot, you don't take a shot, and there's no outcome. You don't miss the shot.
Yeah, so if you
don't statement. This really gets to me.
So how's your experience with hockey?
So man? I went to my first ever game. I think I was 9 or 10 years old. My dad took me to a game. My grandparents have had like season tickets to the Ducks since the Ducks were a team in, what was it, 93 or 94? And so they gave the tickets for a night to my dad, and he took me. And I didn't know this at the time. My dad only recently told me this, but the game I had gone to, my first ever game, was a playoff game. So it was super high energy, super exciting, and like the coolest thing ever. And it was, I think, either the year after or the last year that Disney owned them, because we were sitting in the row immediately behind where Disney gave all their tickets out to celebrities. And so, like, my dad was on high alert for, like, trying to show his kid this really cool thing. There's also this other really famous hockey player, George Parros, who played for the Ducks for a bunch of years, who was very well known for getting into fights and, like, just the biggest fights you've ever seen. So everyone gets super excited about them. And my first ever game I went to, there was a Parros fight. So that was my first introduction to hockey. I'd gone home and I was in love with it. And I was like, next year we have to keep going to games. So my grandparents ended up...
Games are pretty sick to go to.
Yeah, they're very cool. My grandparents ended up changing...
No Ducks, quack, quack.
Yeah. My grandparents ended up moving to Oregon but kept their tickets. So my family kind of just inherited them. So we started going to games more often, and we went to a game. I was so excited to go, and it just was the lamest thing ever because it was a preseason game.
Didn't you bump into someone famous?
Oh, that was a different game. Oh, anyway, I was in like hockey's boring land. So our family had tickets, and because I was too young to stay at home by myself, I'd be dragged to these games, and I absolutely hated going to them for the longest time. And because of that, I started carrying books to games. I'd sit and read, or I'd take homework, or do something during the game, so I didn't have to pay attention. I
forgot you were such a nerd.
And one of the games, I have my nose just stuck in my book down as we're walking along the outside of the stadium, and I run into this guy, and I like smack my shoulder into him, and he turns and he goes, "Hey, watch it, kid." And I'm like so embarrassed, like, "I'm so sorry." And then I keep walking, and then I stop, and I turn around and look, and I'm like, "Oh, that was Matthew Perry."
That's sick. I didn't know he was rude.
Well, I mean, Brianne walked into him.
I know, but like,
he could have been having a bad day.
Yeah.
He's at a hockey game trying not to be disturbed.
Matthew Perry's had a bad day since 2004, though, hasn't he?
Wait, when was 17 again?
True, he peaked in that year.
17 again was the first thing I hadn't seen Friends yet at this point in my life. So 17 again was the only thing I knew him from. And I remember seeing that movie with my mom, and my mom going, "That guy is from a really cool TV show you'll want to watch one day." And so, like, I had remembered that conversation from, like, literally 3 days before this happened.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Anyway, so then, like, the Ducks, like, won the cup, and that's basically when I started getting back into it, and I was old enough to like really understand it and love hockey, and kind of just started going to games all the time in high school with my family. And now that I'm in college and can't go, I really miss it. Sam came to visit, and we went to a couple games.
So good, so much fun. They did a Star Wars night. It was sick.
They'll be doing that again in December. If you're here like 2 days earlier, you'd be coming to like two more games.
Boo.
Is there a big college hockey league, or not really?
Not like basketball or football, but there is hockey leagues. There are also club leagues. So, like, my school has a club team, and I go to their games, and I actually film them. Yeah.
Nice. So, should we talk about movies? Because there's a lot of them.
There are a lot of hockey movies. What's your favorite hockey movie?
It's probably the best trilogy ever to be made. Let's be honest. The Mighty Ducks.
I've only seen the first one, and Sam's never seen any of them.
I have not seen any of them.
Oh man, I watched them recently, all three of them in one sitting, and it was amazing. Sitting Ducks. No, it was good. It was really good.
Yeah, I need to see the sequels. I've only seen the first one.
I can't. Well, in the second one, they all just play for Team USA at like the Junior Olympics.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just like all of them plus like five random other people.
Have you seen any of the Slapshot films?
Slapshot. No idea what that is.
Slapshot is another.
Yeah, they're on this list here.
You're on probably the same list I am. My favorite hockey movies aren't. I don't see them showing up yet on this list.
I really like the one with the ice skater who plays ice hockey.
Oh, yeah, like the Tooth Fairy? Skater. That's great.
What? Yeah, the Tooth Fairy is great. But I'm talking about the... What's the one with the figure skater that becomes an ice hockey player?
Oh, there's so many of them, Sam.
Which is the good one that I've seen?
There's a couple of them called The Cutting Edge. You've seen Go Figure.
That's what I've seen.
Go Figure is a Disney Channel original movie where that happens. So it's a female ice skater who wants a scholarship to school but can't get an ice skating scholarship. So she joins the hockey team to get a scholarship through that and then still skate in her free time and then ends up falling in love with her coach or something. But no, there is a series of movies called The Cutting Edge, and there's a couple different ones. Like, they always... It's almost kind of like an anthology kind of series, because it's always different actors. But it's always the same plot line, just, like, slightly altered in a way. It's always a figure skater and an ice hockey player. And the ice hockey player is getting a bad reputation and has to go into figure skating to save it, and doing pairs, ice, or yeah, couples, like the,
I think it's the cutting edge I've seen, not, the other one you just said.
I love the cutting edge. The cutting edge, like, they're all the same movie, but they're just so great to watch. And there's always a montage of them, of the guy trying to learn to use ice skates and forgetting that there's a toe pick and face planting.
Yes. Yes, I've seen that.
I love watching that.
I think I've got a better movie than all of those that's come up. I have no idea what it is. I haven't seen it. But it's called MVP, Most Valuable Primate. It's about a monkey, a primate, who plays hockey. He's also a rookie player who skates fast, shoots hard, and drives everyone bananas.
Hey, monkey jokes. He's a monkey.
This is crazy. One star on Rotten Tomatoes.
One star? You mean 1%?
20%.
20%? That seems outrageously high.
Damn.
There's a lot of hockey movies that I've never even heard of.
And they all look so bad. Just, I think we can say the Mighty Ducks is the best, I assume.
I don't know, the Cutting Edge and Go Figure are up there.
Tooth Fairy, though.
No, man, Mighty Ducks. They sing We Are the Champions in the end credits, and it's the best time we've ever had.
Oh, here's a movie called Chicks with Sticks.
That sounds like a strip club.
That's definitely a porno, though, right?
I don't know, there's a hockey team on the photo.
Are they really? All right.
A single mother assembles a team of women to play hockey against a squad of chauvinistic men.
Yay.
2.5 stars on IMDb.
It's a movie for me.
Again, that sounds too high.
Wait, chickswithstickshockey.com? Do I want to go to this website? Wait, this is an actual hockey club you can go play for, too. Like, the movie made a thing that actually happened.
Is a chauvinistic men's club that we can play for and we'll verse each other.
Oh, God.
On that note, I reckon we probably covered ice hockey.
No, there's always more to talk about ice hockey.
There's a joke there with covered ice, anyway.
Bass, you can't say there's a joke there, and that is the joke.
No, you know what? You can leave it to the fans, and they can write in their jokes, which they think would work well in that little part.
So follow us at VideoShotPod on Twitter. This is the second last episode. Next time we're talking about soccer or football, and we'll get old mate Lawrence back on for that one. And that'll be the end of VS Sports on Anthology Radio. But stay tuned for more stuff. Subscribe on iTunes. Thank you, Brianne.
Thanks, Brianne.
Do you want people to follow you on Twitter?
You can get a hold of me at the video shop.
Pod on Twitter. Great. All right. Yeah. Bass?
Yeah, same. Or, Seb Clarica, but,
And I'm Sam Pratt.
I don't even know
Pratt
what my
White.
Twitter is.
It's Brianne Krause.
Oh, cool.
We use it all the time.
You clearly love Twitter, dear.
Every now and then I'll get a new follower on Twitter and I'm like, why do you do this? I've not posted something since 2013.
Sports are pretty radical.
Are we still doing that?
Okay. Are we not?
Did
we not do that?
Okay.
Did we not do that on the last two?
I
don't remember. We were a bit drunk at the end of the last two.
We're very drunk. Or something.